Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The left fielder, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dean Chance. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. And now, play ball. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. Salmon moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger misplays the ball. That's an error on Belanger. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sims. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. Two outs. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance bunts towards the mound. Harden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Salmon moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Sims settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Salmon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger is 0 for 1 in the game. Belanger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0 for 1 in the game. Harden hits a line drive towards short. Heidman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salmon scores. Powell moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sims. Blair reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Dean Chance. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok strikes out. Hendricks drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Klimchok out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vince Colbert now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0 for 2 in the game. Harden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Fosse moves to second. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hydeman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salmon moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salmon scores. Crowley moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Sims settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crowley tags and scores. Powell tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 6-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendricks scores. It's 7-0, Orioles. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0 for 3 in the game. Harden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Vince Colbert. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 3 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Ulander moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball towards right. Foster settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Foster. Buford moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Salmon hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Crowley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles strikes out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fosse moves to second. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.